Let us go to the coasttocoastam.com website, William, under feature article. Talk about, first of all, the digital picture that Dana created for us, titled, what is it, Scala D?
Scala D, yes.
What is that?
Well, Scala D is the Latin for stairway to heaven.
Aha.
And in fact, Scala D is the name of my publishing company. And when I asked Dana to create that masthead, it was to kind of demonstrate this idea of our relationship with the center of the Milky Way galaxy. There's three figures that are standing on an eight-rayed symbol that strikingly and significantly appears throughout history. That same eight-rayed symbol is the Buddhist symbol for the Dharma or the law. It is the symbol for Shambhala, the mystic hidden center of in Mongolia,
mm-hmm.
of Buddhism. It is also, according to William St. Clair, who built and or constructed Roslyn Chapel, is also the symbol for the Holy Grail itself. Also, John Major Jenkins has shown us that that very symbol is also the Mayan symbol that denotes the center of our Milky Way galaxy. And so for some reason throughout history we've been incorporating this symbol over and over again in some very specific religious contexts, and only now, or perhaps we're rediscovering now, the origins of that symbol.
Have we not also looked at mythology where these incredibly catastrophic events have really, I guess, created parts of mythology?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, myth and story is the way that we encode these some of these catastrophic events. It's a manner of keeping their memory alive and also pointing to ways in which we can navigate through them as well.
I want to make sure everyone understands this when I say I believe in God. I believe in a higher power. There's no question in my mind that some force created everything that we know or even don't know. So, but now I will ask you a very, I think, strange, compelling question, William, and that is, what if there was no God, but merely these catastrophic events, the floods and the fires that occur on this planet, were there, and then people thought of it as being mythological or godlike, and therefore they created these stories of God and these fire and brimstone events. Is that possible?
That is possible, but they're, to me, just a smaller part of the greater story that enables us to have faith and to reach into the stars for a higher power. And so I think that these catastrophic events are simply milestones along the way. It's one way that we mark time. It's been 13,000 years since the destruction of Atlantis, or since Egypt fell, or since the Berlin Wall fell, for example. I mean, we tend to mark things by cataclysm. In fact, I was recently looking in the book of Isaiah, where there's a very intriguing prophecy that describes how when the Christos returns, that the light of the sun will be sevenfold, as will the light of the moon, which is very interesting because it seems to be describing a time when the sun becomes more luminous, as does the moon. And the trigger for when that event occurs, when the sun increases its intensity or luminosity as well as the moon, it occurs when the towers fall.
The towers fall.
When the towers fall, the light of the moon shall be as the light of the sun, and the light of the sun shall be sevenfold as the light of 7 days.
Well, I believe in prophecy as you do.
Right. And so my point here is that here we have a possible reference to a cataclysmic event when the towers fell.
Yes.
But immediately following it is a message of hope that a new light is in fact coming into our world that is tremendously luminous and will bring about fantastic change.
Let's talk a little bit about some of this mythology, then we'll go to your pictures and,
okay.
and your graphics. The incredible stories of mythology also seem to be linked with Earth-like civilizations that have come from other worlds, like the Pleiades, for example. Tell me about that, some of your thoughts on that.
Well, this goes back to many of the Sumerian myths first reinterpreted by Zacharias Sitchin, in which we're asked to consider that there was a celestial cataclysm in which a former planet in our solar system called Tiamat was destroyed. Some actually believe that Tiamat was part of the constellation of the Pleiades, which was formerly called the Atlantides.
And maybe, interesting.
Maybe the source of the name Atlantis.
Might be.
Suggesting that the original Atlantis story was in the stars. And as we follow this myth of Tiamat, we follow the story of humanoid figures, gods and goddesses, who came to Earth, who were actually refugees from the celestial cataclysm and found themselves regrouping on planet Earth. This is the origin of the myths and legends of the Anunnaki, for example.
Finding a planet, for example, where they could freely breathe, or do you think they had to change things for themselves or even the planet?
Well, both. I think that the stories seem to indicate that there could have been a tremendous regrouping that was undergone. The moon played a significant role in this story as a storehouse for perhaps even the genetic seed, and that they brought this genetic seed down from the moon and then began to create humankind as we know it today.